Jim, disappointing first half here at Victoria Road, and probably gave yourself a bit too much to do in that second half.
You did, yeah, and you know, I'll take responsibility with regards to making changes within the team from Saturday's team. But when you look at Dagenham not having a game for 2 weeks, you know, they're going to be fresh, they're going to come out the blocks. We've had a tough game on Saturday on a heavy pitch, we've had the journey down, and you know, you've got to look what's the best for the squad. We've got people chomping at the bit. I thought Cole Stockton was probably our best player tonight. You know, we'll give him a chance, and he's done well. He's come off the bench and scored Saturday, and I have to say he's probably the only positive we had in the first half, I think. You know, squad players, you know, I don't think we're taking too much away when you're swapping one or two players because of the quality that we've got. But players have gone on today and they've been poor. You know, first half there was a lack of urgency, lack of character. You could see, you know, Dagenham had a freshness about them. Maybe that was with the break that they had. They banged it forward, they back her up, they work hard on second balls. I thought Labadie got a grip of the midfield. I thought Doyes up top and Kjorten were a threat. You know, so we've had a couple of little bits where we've gone through. Mullen's gone through and had a chance of a big shout for a penalty, one or two other little bits and pieces. But we've been done by a goal, freak goal, really. When it's, you know, going into Barry Roach's hands and it just takes a wicked dip and goes in. It was hard to play on the pitch, it was bobbly. But no excuses, as I say. You know, it's down to me as manager to pick what I thought was right. I made the changes for the right reasons tonight. I've got to look at players who are on contract next year, get them in the team, get them up to speed. You know, we've also players who are out of contract that we've offered contracts to, and they're old enough to see what other options are. So this stage of the season, there's a big psychological effect. You know, there's only Lawrence Wilson who's been told that he'll be leaving the club at the end of the season. So apart from that, you know, it's up for grabs. We've got a lot of work to do. Obviously, with regards to the situation off the field at the moment. But on the field today, as I say, we didn't do ourselves justice in the first half. And all I can do is apologise to the fans who travelled down and got behind the lads. But I thought second half we had the right good goal. But it just shows you when you get the likes of Ellison and Barkhouse and Miller on the pitch, you know, they're our big boys. They're the ones who are doing the business. Yeah, in hindsight, should have maybe started with them. But it's a big ask. Kevin's 37. He's already played more minutes than what he did last season. Miller's never really tolerated two, you know, back-to-back games, although he's been doing brilliantly of late. Tom's the same and got a knock on Saturday. And as I say, we made the changes for the right reasons and it backfired because, you know, as I say, they weren't good enough. Lack of character, lack of tempo, lack of first and second balls in a game against the team who were bottom of the table, who were going to be fighting for their lives. But as I say, we come good second half, we got the goal. But as you said at the start of the interview, we probably give ourselves too much to do.
So as you say there, mentioning the five changes you made, trying to give a few players perhaps a point to prove, a chance to go and show what they can do, and you feel let down by them?
I do, yeah, and you learn sometimes when you do lose things about players. You know, look at the changes that we did make. You know, Paul Mullen's chomping at the bit. Cole Stockton's been coming on and doing okay. Got his goal. You know, I don't think we're losing much, bringing Goodall in for Kenyon. As I say, I'll take full responsibility, maybe the formation change, but it's worked well in other games. You're not always going to get it right, you know. And it's usually been, you know, quite solid away at Crawley recently. We've gone like that. It gives us an opportunity to get two strikers on the pitch. And as I say, the only positive we can take out the first half was Cole Stockton. I thought his older play was very good. He looked a threat. He got a couple of shots off. But apart from that, I'm searching for other areas. So when you do freshen the squad up, you want, you know, coming here tonight and looking at Dagenham and with the position they're in and having the 2 week break, we thought they'd come out the traps. But you know, with us making the changes, we thought that our lads who were chomping at the bit after a good win at the weekend would come out the traps themselves and fight fire with fire, if you like. But I thought we were overrun, overworked, you know, didn't win enough first and second balls, just poor all round. Obviously, the first goal's a bit of a freak, but second, we warned them about Jamie Kjorten's movement down the side of the defenders. We got done on that occasion, but yeah, it was a shocking first half. But once we made the changes and got the likes of Ellison, Barkhouse and on, we looked a much more threat, and you know, we finished strongly. We got the goal. We had other little opportunities, but we couldn't get that all-important second goal. So as I say, I'll hold my hand up with regards to formation changes or changes in personnel, if you like. But take all that out of it, it doesn't matter what formation you play, who's on that pitch. It's 11v11. They're all professional footballers. They're all good enough. They've all played big parts this season. That wasn't good enough. But as I say, we got better second half.
Two goals, very fortunate goals there. First goal, I personally never seen anything like that, how it just bounced over Barry Roach. But your goal as well, quite fortunate in how the ball just ricocheted and fell nicely Tom.
Yeah, and that happens, and Tom got in there, so there's a positive. Tom's got another goal to his name. He took it well. They had other chances. Kevin Ellison's hit the post. You know, we needed that goal a little bit early because, you know, there was only one goal, one team going to score second half, and it was us. And you know, we threatened, and you know, when Kev hits the post, you're thinking, God. But we had a little bit of fortune for the goal. But as you say, for the first goal, and I'm a bit disappointed in one or two of the fans' shouts out from the crowd there to Barry Roach, because Barry Roach has been outstanding for us. That's just, you know, the pitch, it's dry, it's bobbly. It's just a routine shot that's coming at him. He's got himself in a position, and it's took an absolute wicked bounce, if you like, and just shot in, you know, past him. You know, human, that's a human, not an error, but you know, he's in line, he's ready to make the routine save. You can't do nothing about that type of thing. You know, it was a freak goal, but that's the type of thing that happens, so take it on the chin. But as I say, we kept plugging away second half. You know, we did enough. They bossed the first half, we bossed the second half, but we give ourselves too much of a battle to do by not turning up in the first half with what we thought would have been fresh legs and people wanting to prove a point. Because at the minute, I'm in a position that, you know, we don't know with regards to the, you know, the chairman, you know, selling the club, and there's a lot of uncertainty. But I've got the likes of, we've got quite a few on contract for next season, and we've got lads who are out of contract, who are fighting for the contract. So as I say, sometimes you learn more when you lose than what you do when you win. I've learnt more tonight than what I did on Saturday when we beat Barnet. So, you know, I wouldn't say, well, we're not taking the foot off the gas. I've set them targets. There's always something to play for. You know, we want to win every game. I want to never, ever have that labelled at us. We've proven that certainly last season when we finished strongly. We want to finish this season strongly. There's still work to be done. You never take anything for granted in football with regards to results. This will give Dagenham a shot in the arm now, and they'll want to get themselves on a run. They've got another home game at the weekend, but now we've got to bounce back. I'm sick and tired of saying it, but Saturday's fantastic result against Barnet should have, for me, could have been backed up with another one tonight. But, you know, the lads who started the game weren't good enough.
And next up, going back at home, obviously you say you're disappointed with a few of the lads who have been given a chance out there. Are they likely to perhaps be given a chance again to show what they can do? Or?
Well, again, we'll see, because, you know, games are running out. You know, we've offered quite a few of our players contracts for next year, but when you're at the bottom of the food chain with regards to finances in the division, you can understand if players are having good seasons, they're going to keep their options open. So, you know, are we going to keep one or two of these players who are going to be out of contract next season? You know, we want them to, but football being the way it is, and, you know, finances and things like that, you know, I can't stand in players' way or keep them tied to the club unless if they want to go elsewhere. So we've got to look at the bigger picture. You know, we've got to push some of the lads who are on contract next season. So at the moment, we've got some who've been off of contracts and are stalling on deals. We've got some who are out of contract and are fighting for contracts, but I want to see a lot more than what I saw tonight, certainly in the first half. We've got some lads who are on contract. We've got a couple of loans who are, you know, looking to impress. And I think Cole Stockton did excellently well tonight. So, you know, there's quite a few things to take into consideration with regards to our setup, our start 11 on Saturday. But we expect much more. We started brilliantly on Saturday. We got out the traps, we got off the Barnet, and we were totally the opposite way tonight. You know, and as I say, if the plan was for them to come out the traps and be nice and fresh and want to prove a point. But as I say, you learn more sometimes when you get defeated. So that was poor, but we'll have to take a lot into consideration. We'll have to reflect on this and review it and pick the bones out of it and go against Saturday. Well, I'm after the response, as I say. I'll hold my hand up. I'm part of the problem tonight. But when you put 11 players on a pitch, you expect a lot more desire and a lot more willingness to turn a performance because that wasn't good enough by a long, long shot. But, you know, the lads who come on affected the game. Obviously, Tom scored. I thought Kev was a threat, hit the post, Sean Miller. So, yeah, we'll see what happens Saturday.